KXRN News. I'm John Scott. Tonight's Republican debate expected to feature both domestic and foreign policy questions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Miami.
This is the first debate since the Hamas terrorist attack against Israel and the military response. Ukraine and China are other hot-button foreign policy issues. Abortion is likely to be addressed, too, especially following last night's vote in Ohio protecting access to the procedure. With frontrunner Donald Trump skipping the debate and holding a competing rally just a few miles away, the five GOP candidates here are hoping to break out as the former president's top rival. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports Ivanka Trump takes the witness stand in the civil fraud trial that's scrutinizing the family business, with the state contending she was integral in that business, even though she is no longer named in a lawsuit.
Ivanka Trump answered questions about her former role in the family's business. Among other things, she was the point person in establishing a lending relationship with Deutsche Bank, which eventually extended the company hundreds of millions of dollars in loans. She testified that her husband, Jared Kushner, introduced her to a banker as the Trumps were seeking financing to buy an overhauled Doral Golf Resort near Miami. Ivanka Trump testified, "I was excited to show the banker an opportunity that we were very passionate about."
The House voting to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her rhetoric about the Israel-Hamas war. A massive fire at a chemical plant in Shepherd in southeast Texas sent a plume of black smoke into the sky, one employee suffering minor burns. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 66 points, but the S&P 500 is up 3 points. This is SRN News. The nation's attorney general are split on parental rights. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for reform in Sri Lanka. The commission says the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom in that country for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. This is SRN News. Rush for time, the Senate considering passing a major maxibus spending bill to allow passage for 9 appropriations bills by the end of the year.
Debating large spending bills can be time-consuming. Last week, the Senate managed to pass an omnibus bill that combined 3 of the major annual spending bills into one. Although it had passed out of committee with unanimous support, it took senators nearly 7 weeks to pass the bill. Now, with only a few legislative days left before Thanksgiving and about 3 weeks in December, lawmakers hope they'll be able to speed the process by including all 9 remaining bills in a first-of-its-kind maxibus to avoid the threat of yet another potential government shutdown. Bob Agner reporting.
Fire destroyed a historic World War II-era wooden hangar that was built to house military blimps based in Southern California. The blaze broke out early Tuesday in Tustin, southeast of L.A., the hangar, one of 2 built in 1942. More details at SRNNews.com.